February 22nd, 1993, and I'm talking to Lionel Whiteduck, Director of Health and Social Services. I just wanted to know, some people in our community are unable to or don't read the flyers that go around on the res. The latest one is about cutbacks regarding medical transportation, or people who have doctors or dentists in the city. Can you fill us in a little bit on that?
Okay, basically, before I start in detail on this topic, I want to explain that from the government's point of view, there was no actual cutback. Last summer, when an entente was made, an agreement with the government, there was certain stipulations laid down that were quite stringent. The band at the time felt there was a certain need to allow certain flexibility for the interest of the community members, for example, who had been seeing doctors in the Ottawa area. Unfortunately, the amount of money that was given to us in the budget for 92-93 was quite limited in comparison to last year's budget when Elton Welfare ran the program themselves. Well, shortly after Christmas, we realized that our budget was going to run out. I myself traveled to Montreal and made arrangements with Elton Welfare to acquire more funds. Discussions took place over a period of a month, roughly, whereby they agreed in principle to the amount of money we were requesting. Unfortunately, there was a catch to it, that we had to apply the words, rules, and regulations of the agreement to the letter and their interpretation of it, the way they had written it. Unfortunately, these agreements sometimes are not always easy to read, and one tends to want to read between the lines, and I think that's what took place when it was first interpreted, perhaps. Sadly, it was explained to us, and one of the things, for example, that was cut back was that it was felt and agreed upon in August that there was adequate doctors servicing the Maniwaki-Gracefield area, and only in exceptional circumstances would any community members have to travel to Ottawa or Hall or Gatineau, as the case may be. Unfortunately, they had put these words down, and when you read very clearly, we lose in a deal.
Before we go any further, let's take an example like my case. I have a family doctor in Ottawa. I've had him now for over 2 years. What happens to me, I tried getting doctors around here, but you never know when you're going to be sick. And most of the time the doctors say you have to call on a Wednesday. You call on a Wednesday and they say, oh, we're all full for the next 2 weeks. You know, like I tried a lot of doctors around here, but I couldn't get any special doctor. And that's what I want to know. Where do I stand in my case? Do I keep seeing this doctor, or is that it for me?
Well, one of the things, that's what the band council felt right from day one, and they had allowed this flexibility that people who had been seeing their doctors for 2 years or more would be allowed to continue seeing it. Unfortunately, Elton Welfare do not see it that way at all. We discussed that case with them. The band council attempted to get flexibility to continue to allow this. Elton Welfare said no way would they allow this, that we would have to follow, again, the terms to the letter. And the terms were that there was doctors in the Maniwaki area, and they were unwilling to discuss the complications and frustrations that we encounter when we deal with the doctors and dentists in the Maniwaki-Gracefield area.
I'll give you another example. 3 weeks ago, we were playing hockey. One of the hockey players got hurt, and he was in pain for about half an hour lying on the ice, and we waited half an hour for the ambulance to get there, and they brought him to the Maniwaki Hospital. The next morning, they shipped him down to the city in Hull, and from Hull, they shipped him over to Montreal, and apparently the guy had a compound fracture. So, I just wanted to know who did the survey about the doctors in this area of Maniwaki and Gracefield area.
Well, no one, to my best of knowledge, did a survey. Basically, Elton Welfare, what they do is they look at the listings of doctors and dentists that they have in the official register province-wide, and they don't bother questioning the doctor's qualifications, because to question one's qualifications, a professional's qualifications, could create some serious problems, because the doctors do hold doctor's degrees, and I think there's no argument that some doctors are good and some are bad. They don't really carry out their job descriptions properly, perhaps because they're too new to the system, or they have very little experience. Unfortunately, health and welfare sees a doctor as a doctor.
What about our chances then if we get a full-time doctor coming into the health center, you know, I don't know, 5 days a week or whatever? Is there a possibility?
All the time, we've... it has been attempted in the past by past directors, and with a little luck, at the moment we have a doctor who comes in on Thursdays, and starting in March, every Friday afternoon we will have a second doctor available. There's a very great possibility also of a third doctor offering their services on all the other days. Sadly, very few doctors want to come to our center on a full-time basis and treat only community members, because the quota is not there. I assume that they have a laid-down number of people that they can process during their 40-hour week period, and they're interested in the numbers. That's all they're interested in is the dollars. That's the bottom line.
So the bottom line is, will I still be able to see my doctor in the city if I have to see him?
No, you will not. That's where we're running into a lot of frustrations and complications. We have invited Francine Buckle, who is the manager of the medical transportation section in Health and Welfare, Quebec region, to come to Maniwaki here to help us explain, to explain to us clearer definition of the agreement. We can all read English. Unfortunately, it's their interpretation that we're dealing with, and it's best that we get their interpretation told to us directly.
Thanks a lot, Lionel, and I'm sure as whenever you get more information, you'll be coming back on the air here at CQUE to fill us in regarding more information that you get.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. I just want to mention that when we do get hold of Francine Buckle, perhaps it would be interesting to bring her over here and explain to you directly, so you can pass it on to the people through the airwaves, her interpretation of it. And I think we'll all get an enlightenment on, you know, like I repeat it, you know, it's not a cutback, it's having to follow agreements straight to the letter.
Or it might be a good idea to put that, what's her name, Francine?
Buckle.
Buckle, put her on the air live and have the people call in.
Definitely. When she does get in contact with me, possibly as soon as tomorrow, I will be talking to her. I'll throw the idea to her, and I'm sure she'll be interested, because they have offered to come up here and talk to the community on the very topic.
Thanks a lot, Lionel, for dropping in on such short notice.
Thank you.
Ce qu'il voulait, ce qu'il souhaitait. Oh, je voudrais, madame, je voudrais bien entrer. Ah ben, a dit, entrez donc, ben, hardiment, mon mari, tout rapidement. Il y a des hommes de rien qui rentrent, puis qui rentrent. Il y a des hommes de rien qui rentrent, puis ça ne fait rien. Il y a des hommes de rien qui rentrent, puis qui rentrent. Il y a des hommes de rien qui rentrent. après qu'il a eu entré à Wignahem, à Wignahem. L'avant-première a demandé ce qu'il voulait, ce qu'il souhaitait. Oh, je voudrais, madame, voudrais bien me chauffer. Ah ben, dit, chauffe dans ben l'artiment, mon mari d'aura vite là. Y a des hommes de rien qui chauffent, qui chauffent. Y a des hommes de rien qui chauffent, mais ça ne fait rien. Après qu'il s'est chauffé à Wignahem, à Wignahem. La bonne femme lui a demandé ce qu'il voulait, ce qu'il souhaitait. Oh, je voudrais, madame, voudrais bien me coucher. Ah ben, dis, couche-toi dans ben l'artiment, mon mari t'aura plus dedans. Il y a des hommes de rien qui se couchent, qui se couchent. Il y a des hommes de rien qui se couchent, puis ça ne va rien. Après qu'il s'est couché à Wignahem, à Wignahem. La bonne femme lui a demandé ce qu'il voulait, ce qu'il souhaitait. Oh, je voudrais, madame, je voudrais bien vous embrasser. Ah ben, a dit, embrasse-moi donc ben l'abdiment, mon mari t'aura plus dedans. Il y a des hommes de rien qui m'embrassent et qui m'embrassent. Il y a des hommes de rien qui m'embrassent et ça me fait rien. Il y a des hommes de rien qui m'embrassent et qui m'embrassent. Il y a des hommes de rien qui m'embrassent et ça me fait rien. Après qu'il l'a eu embrassé à Wignahem, à Wignahem. La bonne femme lui a demandé ce qu'il voulait, ce qu'il souhaitait. Oh, je voudrais, madame, voudrais bien m'en aller. Ah ben, dis ça quand ton camp, ben l'ardiment, mon mari t'aura plus de là. Il y a des hommes de rien qui s'en vont, puis qui s'en vont. Il y a des hommes de rien qui s'en vont, puis qui font rien. Il y a des hommes de rien qui s'en vont, puis qui s'en vont. Il y a des hommes de rien qui s'en vont, puis qui font rien.
Yeah, we hey hey for sure and a half. And that's Oscar Tufou with La Rapide Blanche, je suis Asian Curry. And also we heard Louis Blanchette with Real Blanchette. And Pierre Daniel, Le Bon Vin Mordor. And off the top, we heard Louis Blanchette once again with Real Donas d'Argent. And I believe the title of that is Silver Wedding Anniversary Reel. That's what it is. Well, that's my part for the Quebec folklore, and I really enjoyed that song, you know, especially the last one. I haven't heard that in a long, long time. Yeah, I enjoyed myself. And you're listening to Sequoy. You're with Rockin' Chuck here until 9 o'clock this evening. That's right, 103.9 FM. Now, we'll get back to more. I don't know what kind of music I'm going to be finding, but it's going to be music anyway.
Thank you. come daylight, there was just so much we had to say. Orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, yeah, when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew up. Shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog and that little old shack.
I'd do anything if you just let me hold you. I'd do anything to change your mind. I'd climb the highest mountain or swim the deepest ocean. Anything to make you mine. Anything, anytime, day or night, rain or shine. There ain't nothing I won't do to get to you. Is there anything I can say to make you love me? Is there anything I haven't tried? Well, I'd take you around the world just to walk you down a dirt road. Anything to make you mine.